A farmer in County Tipperary has described the utter devastation after dozens of his sheep were killed in a dog attack. Donal O'Donoghue and his wife Nuala Gonzalez O'Donoghue say that they lost more than 70 sheep in the incident. Gardaí are now investigating the kill, with the Irish Farm Association saying new dog licensing laws need to be considered. Well, Nuala Gonzalez O'Donoghue joins us now from her family farm at Lorha. Have I got the pronunciation right, Nuala, in Tipperary?
It's Laura, yes.
Laura.
Ian Laura, yes.
Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. This was an attack which took place, well, it's a little over a week ago. Can you tell us what happened?
That's right. We discovered it a week ago today. Yes, thank you, Brian. Well, basically, it was the day after St. Stephen's Day, so that was December 27th, Tuesday morning. My husband got a frantic phone call from a man he rents land from about 5-6 miles away from here, which he would normally rent land there every winter. And the man rang and I heard him screaming into the phone, "Oh my God, get down here." So it was about 7:30 in the morning and Donal, you know, rushed down. Didn't hear from him for a while. And then he called my sons to come down, two older sons. Mm-hmm. They went down and it was a complete and utter massacre. There were sheep strewn dead everywhere. There were multiple sheep standing with their entire faces and ears ripped off. We couldn't understand how they could even be standing. It's like they were in a daze. They didn't run. They didn't move. So as they walked the land that is rented, which would be a few fields, behind the fields, there's an entire forest, like a plantation of like small Christmas trees. And there's also callas and drains. So they started walking and it took 2 or 3 days to actually find all the dead sheep. So it was really a horror scene. My 17-year-old son said no one should ever see what he saw. And I actually regret, in a way, I didn't know what was happening at the time or how bad it was that he was let go to see it. Mm. So basically, that's what happened on the day when we discovered all of this.
So 50 sheep were killed in the attack on the day.
Yes.
But more had to be put down because of their injuries.
Yes, yes. About 20 more were severely injured, like I said, with ears and faces bitten off, like completely bitten off. You could see right into their, sorry, it's so upsetting. You could see right into their tongues or their throats. That's what I regret so badly, my husband and my kids having to see, and the neighbors. And the neighbors were, I mean, there was one man that was crying, and it was that's how vicious it was. So there was 20 put down, and then we had another 5 that we've never found. And then on top of that, there's about 19 that were injected, that the vet went through each animal very carefully and said, "Let me inject them. Let me see, can we, you know, get them to live." But since that happened, 6 or 7 have died since yesterday. So those 19 won't live. So really, you're talking upwards of 80 to 90 sheep in total will be dead by the end of the week, probably.
Which is most of your flock?
Well, no. Most of the flock that was out there, we had about 130 sheep out there. But other than that, Donal has hundreds of sheep elsewhere as well.
But of the ones who were caught up in this?
Absolutely. Yeah. In this incident, yes, that's right. This is, you know, roughly 40 will be left. And even at that, will they thrive? Most people that know, even the vet said they probably won't, that Donal should consider doing something with them rather than hoping they're going to get fattened up or whatever, you know, and I mean, thrive.
There's obviously a financial cost to you in this, but from the way you describe you and your family's reaction, the finances are really just a very small part of the sense of the loss of these animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I guess what it is sheep farming. It's everyone knows it's not a big money. It's not a big income business. So we have cattle as well, obviously. In our family farm, but it's just sheep farmers that do it like Donal. He's done it his whole life. And before him, his father was a sheep farmer and his father only had something like 50 yos and he used to protect them so well. And I know Donal has a good bit more than that, but he really is a shepherd. He's the type that cares about the animals. He's very sensitive that way. And that is the reason I'm speaking to you today and not him. He cannot face the media at all, speak to anyone. He hasn't shaved in days. He's in a very dark place right now, and I am concerned about him.
Well, I mean, that's very understandable. The Gardaí, you reported this to the guards, and it's been investigated, and presumably that investigation will take its course. But can more be done to try to protect? And this isn't the first time there's been an attack like this. I think you've suffered something not dissimilar in the past. Can anything more be done to protect sheep and flocks from this kind of attack?
Yes. I think what we have found with the dogs that have done these kind of attacks, they typically are the dangerous dog breeds, mm-hmm. The Rottweilers, the Pit Bulls, the Alsatians. And we definitely felt so for the farmer a month ago in Moneygall that this happened to. We were also concerned about it. And I think what has to happen is, just like you need a license to hold a gun, you need a license to have these kind of dogs around the place. Because the viciousness of the attack, I mean, what is it, 4 or 5 weeks ago, a child's entire face was ripped off in Wexford. This is identical to how our sheep looked. This was for sport. This wasn't, they weren't eaten. Our sheep were just one by one slaughtered. Mm. And I think that if a child or a mother with a buggy was walking by when this was going on, I can't even imagine. Mm. And to be honest with you, that is why my husband is also so psychologically upset by this. Mm. He's like, okay, it's terrible for the sheep, but children playing.
All right.
You'd be frightened.
Well, look, Nuala, we send our very best regards to you, Donal, and to your family. And
thank you,
I think,
Brian,
people listening to your description will have enormous sympathy with what you've had to endure. But thank you for talking to us. Thanks indeed.
And thank you very much, too, for holding on the show. Thank you.
Nuala González O'Donoghue there, speaking to us from Laura in County Tipperary.